Religious police patrol the streets in Saudi Arabia looking for what they say is violations of Islamic law. The mingling of unrelated men and women, for example, or shops that remain open during prayer time. Formerly known as the Commission to Promote Virtue and Prevent Vice, the religious police once enjoyed wide public support, but now they're coming under increasingly strident criticism from Saudis themselves. Kelly McEvers reports from Riyadh.
To see what Saudis are saying about the religious police, known around here as the Hay'a, all you have to do is load up a few videos on YouTube. In this one, a Hay'a member harasses a woman in a mall for leaving her face uncovered. The woman fights back. The videos are often narrated by angry citizens, saying things like, "We'll show you," by showing the world your bad deeds. The videos are just one part of the public outcry against the Hay'a these days. Newspapers routinely run critical news and opinion pieces, and it seems like every Saudi you talk to has a story.
I was going out to Starbucks with one of my friends. He's a doctor. And we were discussing something. It's like a campaign that we wanted to do for the university. So it was like very official.
This recent graduate, who didn't want to say her name, was confronted by the Hay'a that day for a meeting with a member of the opposite sex.
And then suddenly this guy, the Hay'a, he came and he knocked near the door. He said, "How can you do this? You know, this is not allowed." And he's starting shouting. I was like, "You're going to come with us to the Hay'a office."
At the office, she was interrogated about her meeting with the doctor and accused of lying.
He was like, "No, he touched your breast. You showed him your body." I was like, "We were in public." And then he was like, "Are you virgin?" I said, "Yes." He was like, "We're going to check if you were virgin." I was like, "Come and check. I know I'm virgin." I felt very humiliated. I didn't do anything wrong, and now he's treating me like I'm a whore or something. I really felt very bad.
The woman was detained for several hours, then forced to sign a document admitting her guilt. Her friend, the doctor, spent 2 days in jail. The Hay'a was formally established decades ago by the founder of the modern Saudi state, King Abdulaziz Al Saud, who joined with conservative religious leaders to unite the tribes of the Arabian Peninsula. Now the government employs thousands of Hay'a members in offices around the country. In many regions, they're supported by the public. Some Saudi citizens even consider it their duty to call the Hay'a and report violations. Saudis first ventured to criticize the Hay'a in 2002, when several members refused to allow girls to leave a burning school because they weren't properly covered. 14 girls died. In 2005, Hay'a members beat to death an alleged drug dealer in his home. And the criticism intensified, says journalist Iman Al-Khatani.
Then what happened? For the first time in Saudi Arabia history, people started to sue Al-Hay'a in courts.
The problem, Khatani says, is that the courts, another bastion of the religious establishment here, were on the side of the Hay'a.
They didn't lose any case. They won all the cases.
Now that might change. Saudi King Abdullah recently sacked the head of the Hay'a and the head of the country's powerful judiciary. Analysts say that sends a clear message that both institutions need to reform. New Hay'a chief Abdulaziz Al-Humayn recently told Al Arabiya Network the new commission will be, quote, close to the heart of every citizen. Still, a change in leadership doesn't necessarily mean a change in mentality. The most recent cases involve confiscating a woman's laptop, not giving it back, and halting the performance of a play because it contained music. Newspaper editor Jamal Khashoggi says the Hay'a does have a place in Saudi society, but it should be reactive, not proactive.
If a young boy harassing a girl in a mall, they should go after him. I don't mind what they do with prostitution rings to alcohol distributors, just like with the moral majority in America, or guardian angels and stuff like that, who are active to clean the streets in New York and Chicago. That's a good role. Maybe we should call them the guardian angels.
Even before the recent firing of the Hay'a chief, the commission was working to improve its image with training sessions and outreach programs. Some Saudis say the recent wave of criticism has put the Hay'a on better behavior. Others say it's made them worse. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Riyadh.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.